USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting a 9/11 commemoration at the State Department to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The secretary saying even though what happened hurt the country, we came back together to fight back.
9/11 was, to understate, one of the darkest days in our history. But out of it also came these demonstrations of profound humanity, compassion, strength, and courage. Above all, it showed our remarkable resilience.
This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Republicans are continuing to push back on President Biden's call for vaccine mandates.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. travelers who aren't vaccinated against the coronavirus are facing new restrictions in France, the country now requiring a negative COVID-19 test before traveling. That's in addition to a 7-day quarantine after entering France if the traveler has an essential reason for being there. This comes after France moved the U.S. and Israel down to its orange list. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
People born at least a quarter century ago probably remember the exact details of what they were doing on that beautiful blue September day in 2001 when terror was unleashed across the country. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graff. He's author of a new book titled The Only Plane in the Sky, An Oral History of 9/11. And one of the things we discussed was keeping the memory alive of what happened on that day and how his book tries to do that.
I had written an article in 2016 for Politico magazine about being aboard Air Force One with the president that day. And I had a young Army veteran write in who had explained that he was in middle school on 9/11 and joined the military and been deployed three times, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq, and yet had never really understood until he'd read that original article the trauma that the nation felt that day. And I was just amazed to think of what it must be like to be one of these young servicemen or women in Iraq or Afghanistan who is not old enough to really have strong memories of 9/11 themselves. I mean, that's something that the country has never experienced before. I mean, everyone who fought in World War II remembered Pearl Harbor. Everyone who fought in the Civil War remembered Fort Sumter, knew why they were fighting and had felt the national motivation to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.